Blog Talk Radio.
Such a talented artist, you know, the king of rock and roll was such a phenomenal person, and he has such great songs like Hound Dog and Love Me Tender and Suspicious Minds. He was such a talented person. Yeah, fortunately he had a drug addiction, and the problem was that, you know, when you're in that situation, you know, they don't, you know, when you're a king or a prince or a rich person, you don't listen to some people who say no. You listen to people who say yes. You know, I love the king's outfits and all that chocolate. Yeah, especially on that plane to Richard Nixon. Ooh, I love chocolate too. Yeah, I love to eat. That's why I had to talk about my health, because I have I got obese like Elvis. And let me tell you, we have to stop the lies. No more lies. you know, Tennessee, the state of Tennessee, Nashville, please stop the lies. He died of drug addiction. Yes, he did die of a heart attack, but it's caused largely by drug addiction. Check his, they need to bring out the autopsy. I don't know why James Franco lied. They lied. God, if you took too much, smoked too much, or snorted too much, I mean, in his case, he took many pills. Bring out the truth and help other drug addicts, particularly in the entertainment industry, because the entertainment industry is filled with a lot of drug addicts. Unfortunately, they don't. It's such a part of the cycle that a lot of musicians and artists. Or people who are any famous who are artists smoke crack or take prescription drugs. A lot of them do. A lot of them take so many prescription drugs, and that's why they have so many deaths, untimely deaths. You know, he did die of drug addiction. You know, Lucille Ball Shepherd has, you know, and Priscilla Presley and others have stated it. But, you know, it's sad that Colonel Parker and his dad, you know, all they cared about was money, making money, 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 and not somebody's health, you know. And we can learn that, you know, living, being rich is great, but it's not worth dying for it, you know. It's sad, but we all have denials. I mean, I love to eat. I love to. I'm heavy set, you know. I'm fat like Elvis, big and fat. But I have to be aware of it. Now I might, you know, I have to, you know, try to prevent myself from getting diabetes. You know, I have to protect myself. You know, when you eat a lot or take drugs, you have to be aware of it. Now Tennessee, I respect Tennessee's a great. The home of Nashville and country, yeah, that's, and Elvis, and unfortunately, you know, tragic situation, and Andrew Jackson, yeah, we know about Andrew Jackson. Oh, Hickory had a mental problem, and he still is considered one of the greatest presidents of all time. I don't know why. So, some of the things he did was terrible, but the thing about it is that, you know, Shelby County, please. He did die of a drug addiction. It played a role in his death. He had several drugs in his system. Demerol addiction. You know, it's just hard. I mean, I was drinking a little when I was young, but I stopped because I just had to. And that's all I have to say. May Elvis rest in peace. He was a good guy who loves rock and roll. And unfortunately, the drug addiction took him from us in the world. Thank you.